All right. Musicians leave.
So, does the day find you well, Miss Dyserly?
How dare you address her directly? All conversation must go via me.
I see. Would you ask Miss Dyserly if the day finds her well?
Mr. Bin would like to know if the day finds you well. Miss Dyserly replies...
Please pass on my compliments to Miss Dyserly on her dress.
No. That is enough for today. After all, she's no student nurse on a hen night. Goodbye, Mr. Bin.
I felt it had gone well, and my spirits rose further on receipt of another letter from Pippa.
Dearest Pip, Mr. Benevolent still has us captive, but I am managing to write this secretly. Hold on, Mr. Parsimonious wants to write something.
Dear Pip, ow, ow, ow. I fear Mr. Benevolent has discovered our secret letter writing and has twisted my ear with some tongs.
Dear Pip, what's this, a secret letter?
Pathetic.
Oh, better dash, as a mysterious figure is leaping through the window.
Dear Pip, have just dramatically smashed through the window, wrestled Mr. Benevolent to the floor, and rescued Pepper and Mr. Parsimonious. The weather continues fine for the time of year. Lots of love, Aunt Lily.
Meanwhile, my relationship with Flora became more intimate. But eventually, there came a day where our relationship took a turn for the physical.
Miss Dyserly would like you to touch her shoe.
Of course.
Not while she wears it. She's no Geordie lass with 5 pints of snake bite down her.
My apologies.
She will remove it. You will touch it. I will disinfect it of lust. And now she will put it back on again.
Oh, I'm quite overcome with passion. Oh.
Miss Dyserly has fainted.
Yes, I can see that.
Now, after such intimacy, you must marry her.
Oh, joy!
For she's no naked Italian floozy, charging 50 lira a touch, 100 to go all the way.
So I asked Flora's father for his daughter's hand. He was an important man, holding the post of Secretary of State for Bribery and Corruption.
So, you wish to marry my daughter, eh?
Yes, sir.
And you believe that simply because you are the richest young man in Britain, you can wander in here, flush your money in my face, and waltz off with Flora?
No, sir. Of course not.
No. Still, it might be worth a try, don't you? £10,000, cheque payable to me, Lord Backhander.
Harry returned from the army to be my best man.
How's the army, Harry Biscuit?
Awful, Pip-Bin. It turns out I'm allergic to the colour red. Which is bad, what with the uniforms and the blood and the rations mostly being tomato soup. By the way, is Pippa back yet?
No.
Oh, sorry, it's nothing. A bit of dust in my brain. Still, you're getting married to someone you love, so I suppose it's all fine.
Flora's father refused to attend the wedding unless somebody made it worth his while. So, in his absence, Miss Hardthrasher gave her away.
Do you, Pip, put that in the bin? Take this woman to be your wife?
I do.
He does?
And do you, Flora Moribund, dies early? Take this man to be your husband?
I do.
She does?
I now declare you husband and wife. You may kiss the bride.
Excellent.
Where do you think you're going?
To kiss my wife.
Through me.
Oh. All right.
And now I shall pass it on to Miss Dyserly.
Oh, I feel quite giddy.
Hurrah for Pip and Flora, who has fainted.
After the wedding, we sent her beloved governess on a disapproving tour of Spanish bordellos.
You painted Iberian courtesans.
While Flora and I finally had time to ourselves.
How glorious this day is.
Oh, look at the clouds. I do so like clouds.
I too like them.
Like what?
Clouds.
What a silly thing to say. Who could possibly like clouds?